Short Circuit, the Typical Job Search Process, a clip from Two Challenges in Building Your Career with Douglas E. Welch. For more information, visit douglasewelch.com.
When you use social media, new media, I also call it, you're short-circuiting that whole job search process. It's like what they always said, well, gotta talk to the hiring person in the company. Well, guess what? You can. You can make those acquaintances online or at meetups. Meetups are another face-to-face meetups happen all across the world on any number of interests that you might have. There's a board game night over at the McLeod's Brewery over that opened next to us in Van Nuys where we live. There's meetups on every concept possible that you might think of. Quilting and knitting and anything else too. Get engaged with one of those if that's an interest of yours. You never are sure who you're going to meet. The best story I have about that is there is an organization in town called the LA Legal Philharmonic. This is an orchestra made up of people who work in the legal profession. Judges, clerks, law students, but basically anyone who works in the legal world can join this orchestra. So suddenly, as a low-level law clerk, you're sitting next to the second violin who happens to be a judge in the Superior Court. So now you've made a connection well beyond what most law clerks can do just by doing something you like. To me, that just was a perfect example of this whole concept in a little bubble. It's like, bingo, short circuit, done, moving on. People would pay for that opportunity, and you're getting it for nothing by engaging in something you like. Do not dismiss those opportunities. Do not ignore them. They are the most important things that can happen in your life. Again, it's like the circles. All of a sudden, that little friction point pops up, and you're like, where did that come from? But just because you did something that you were already enjoying, that you were already getting value out of, you never know what's going to pop up there. So do not ignore that.